Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We all know that we're all under stress. We women are the caregivers of society. We are busy. We multitask. We do 1,000 things, and we take care of everybody else. But what about when that stress starts to affect our mood, our weight, as we know that it tends to do, or even our monthly cycles, if you still get one of those? My guest today is Elisa Vitti. She's an integrative nutritionist and best-selling author of Woman Code. Welcome to the show, Elisa. So, our periods. Now, I'm a peri person right now, so I never know when mine's coming and going. And I do see that stress and cortisol and weird hormones when I'm under stress affect whether I get my period or if it's heavy or not. So tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, it's really the fact that when we have cortisol spiking due to stress, that it ends up disrupting our ovulation cues, and that can really throw off our cycle. So it's not in your head at all that stress, in fact, is maybe having you skip a period or end up, you know, delaying your start of your cycle.
Okay, so how do we know? I mean, because periods can be delayed and whatever for about a million reasons. Mm-hmm. How do you know if it's stress that's causing it?
Well, there'll be some other symptoms that go along with it. For example, you might notice that you're having a more difficult time sleeping, staying asleep. You might notice that you're having worse PMS, more bloating. All of these things are signs that the adrenal glands are performing suboptimally and that stress is really affecting your cycle.
What should we do about it?
My favorite easy fix, because everybody is missing this magical micronutrient, which can be I rarely get to say a cure-all for things, but this particular micronutrient does so much for us as women, is to take some extra magnesium. It'll help you sleep better. It'll help reduce the signs of adrenal fatigue. It'll help, improve PMS. But also, it will help with keeping your cycle as regular as possible.
That's interesting that you say magnesium, because I think we're learning more and more. I recently, my sister had some issues. She went to the hospital thinking it was a heart attack, and it ended up to be a magnesium deficiency. And so I think that it can cause a lot of things. So how much do you recommend? Is it typically found in a multi?
You know, it probably is found in your multi, but it might not be enough. I really like to take it in the form of calcium magnesium citrate. And so it's just a more digestible form, bioavailable form. And, you know, you can take, I would say, up to 200, milligrams of the combination a day during that part of your cycle where you're having a little stress.
Wow, that's very good advice. Give us more.
Well, I would say also you want to look out for magnesium-rich foods, and some of these foods are really delicious, like dark chocolate is a great one, full of magnesium. But also, you know, leafy greens and good whole carbohydrates are also a great way to get in that extra magnesium boost.
Okay, so our diet and magnesium supplements. What else can help us with this stress and how it's affecting really our cortisol levels and our hormones and throwing us really out of whack? It's very uncomfortable when that happens.
Well, you know, at the core level, you really want to start to look at what can you do to more rapidly flush cortisol from the body. So in addition to just navigating once it's high, what can you do dietarily? What can you do lifestyle-wise to flush that cortisol? So jumping on a trampoline is a great way. Doing any sort of vigorous exercise will help flush that cortisol. And getting to sleep by 10 o'clock at night is a perfect way to reset your stress patterns so that they're not running your cycle into chaos.
Jumping on a trampoline, huh?
Who knew it could be so much fun?
It could be so much fun to de-stress? Well, I think, you know, that any sort of exercise is certainly going to help, and anything that we do to pamper ourselves as well, because as I said at the beginning, we have to put our own mask on before we can put on the mask of our loved ones. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, Elisa, we're not going to be able to take care of anybody else. So
absolutely.
Maybe some Other stress things, yoga, meditation. What do you think about massage? Any of that sort of thing?
Oh, massage is a great cortisol flusher. But also, you know, to get to do a self-care thing that also boosts your magnesium levels, take a bath, soak in some Epsom salt. Really help your body absorb magnesium while you're in the bath. And, of course, it's a way to just be in a little bit of, you know, self-pleasure and enjoy a little downtime, a little me time. You know, I'm a new mom, and whenever I can carve out some me time, it's so restorative for my energy and mood and really helps me, like you said, take care of my child even more lovingly than before. So the more we can, you know, give a little bit to ourselves, the better we'll be able to perform.
Well, absolutely. Now, what role do you think that hormones play? Because there's bioidentical hormones and hormone replacement and hormone this and that. And we learned so much more about these endocrine disruptors and hormones today. So much of it can be affected by everything from the food we eat to the stress that we feel. So what role do hormones play? Can we change some of that?
Well, cortisol is a very powerful hormone, which is why we want to talk about addressing that first, because it's going to disrupt a lot of the other hormones in the body. But yes, when your estrogen levels and progesterone levels and testosterone levels and thyroid levels start to fluctuate during a 30-day cycle and during your life cycle when you're going through the transitions around perimenopause, it can absolutely impact the symptoms that you might have that may make you more stressed out. For example, your mood might shift as a result of changes in estrogen and progesterone. Your sleeping might become more challenged as a result of changing estrogen and progesterone. You may feel less energy throughout the day because of fluctuating testosterone and thyroid levels. So all of these things are going to put stress on your system because you don't have the hormones that you need in the right concentration to have the energy to get through the things that you want to be doing during the day. So when you notice that that's happening, it's really important to start looking at ways that you can improve the balance of those hormones with food and lifestyle, and also to get your cycle as regular as you can so that you can eliminate the stress from that direction.
So what about getting our cycle normal? And even if we're in the situation where maybe our cycle is not normal, then, it, you know, because it comes and goes really at so many different times of our lives and different, as you say, you know, stress periods and things like that. So what can we do if it's not at a normal monthly cycle? And we know that it's not from stress, but we get stressed out because of it. So sometimes this is a vicious cycle. Now, we only have about a minute and a half left. So kind of wrap it up for us and really give us your best advice about the stress that this even can cause ourselves.
If there's something happening with your cycle where it's irregular or difficult, or you feel like you're going through perimenopause too fast and too soon, which is happening more and more these days due to what I like to refer to as premature hormonal aging, another conversation for another time. But, you know, this, what you want to remember is that you can improve your cycle, its length, its, you know, the ease of it, and all of the different symptoms that you think you're supposed to have. You don't really have to have any, so long as you're learning how to eat in accordance with the micronutrient levels that you need to keep your hormone levels optimal, and with the lifestyle practices that keep your stress levels at a reasonable clip, because, you know, we can't eliminate stress altogether, let's be realistic, but we can make choices that really support the healthiest version of ourselves. So if there's something up with your cycle, whether it be fibroids or PCOS or irregularities of any type, you know, just know that food is really the right place for you to be looking to make it better. It's the most researched, best solution that we have. Unfortunately, there are no quick fixes, and even taking hormone replacement doesn't always solve the problem. So look to food.
It's great advice. Women, we get stressed out, but there are ways to deal with it. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. I was going to say looking.